For her new book, West of Everything, Jane Tompkins studied loads of Western films, everything from Stagecoach to Dances with Wolves. She also visited the Buffalo Bill Museum in Coney, Wyoming, and read the collected works of authors like Zane Grey and Louis L'Amour. Critic Maureen Carrigan says Tompkins has come up with some provocative interpretations of Westerns.
What makes a man to wonder? What makes a man to roam? What makes a man leave bed and board and turn his back on home?
That's the theme music from John Ford's 1956 masterpiece, The Searchers. The music sets the grim tone for an opening scene that's just like the opening scene of almost every other Western ever made. First, there's a shot of a rocky desert landscape. Then a lone rider appears, a man as hard as the land itself. Over the next 2 hours, a ritual drama unfolds that'll include all or some of the following. A young woman who loves the hero and talks way too much about her feelings. The hero's male sidekick and unconscious true love interest, who usually dies violently. Lots of Indians, cattle, and horses that are forced to submit to the cowboy's will. And at the center of the story, a gunfight or some other rigidly choreographed dance with death that displaces everything else to the meaningless periphery of the story. Although the Western is no place for a lady, critical sharpshooter Jane Tompkins has roamed far and wide throughout its hostile territory. Unlike some other popular culture theorists who discuss their subjects with all the enthusiasm of nutritionists dissecting a hot dog, Tompkins is a genuine fan. You get the sense that taking notes on reruns of Hopalong Cassidy wasn't exactly a scholarly chore for her. Tompkins' great achievement in West of Everything is that even when she discusses the genre's codes of silence, violence, and misogyny, she doesn't sound like a prissy schoolmarm lecturing a rowdy cowboy. Throughout her book, Tompkins considers some crucial questions about the Western. Why is the hero attracted to pain? Why does he fear women? And why is it that a real cowboy never utters a discouraging word, nor much of anything else? In this conversation, again from The Searchers, the young hero returns to the woman he loves and is shocked to find out that she's about to get hitched to somebody else.
But I wrote you one letter.
One letter in 5 years. I read it till the paper dried up and the writing faded out.
Yeah. This just wasn't much of a letter, was it?
No, it wasn't. I'd at least said you loved me. You might ask me to wait for you. At least that'd have been something.
But I always loved you. I thought you knew that without me having to say it.
Tompkins claims that the reasons for the Western's spare, harsh style lie buried deep within the sexual subtext of the genre. She says the Western doesn't have anything to do with the West as such. It's about men's fear of losing their mastery and hence their identity, both of which the Western tirelessly reinvents. That makes sense to me, but every so often Tompkins gets carried away and sounds like she's chewed a few peyote buttons on her trip west. For instance, Tompkins suggests that cattle are the great unconscious in Western movies, and she implicitly likens Midwestern stockyards to concentration camps. But this animal rights riff is only a brief detour in her book. Tompkins knows that violence is a big part of the Western's appeal, even to her, and she doesn't set out to civilize this untamed genre. Instead, Tompkins turns her unflinching, Gary Cooper-like gaze on everything that makes the Western popular, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Maureen Carrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed West of Everything by Jane Tompkins. More about the Western and the West tomorrow when we talk with Wallace Degner.